the end step reframe. The end step reframe was originally a six-step reframe created by Dr. John Grinder, co-creator of NLP. And I remember the story about how he created it. However, later on, he realized that it could actually be more than six steps. It could be an infinite number of steps, so it became the end step reframe. However, it's still in a lot of manuals as the six-step reframe. Now, in doing the six-step reframe, there's something we need to be aware of coming from the presuppositions of NLP, and that is that all behavior has a positive intention. Well, one of the things we do with the six-step reframe, or the end-step reframe, is we take a problem and we identify the positive intention. We satisfy the positive intention, but in a different way. This end-step reframe is useful for changing up a whole pile of things, but what I liked it best for, personally in my own life, was when I was having some issues with my back. So I was having some health issues, and I ran the end step reframe on myself. Did it a little bit differently, but you get the gist of it here. So I'll show you with the six steps. It's just that with one or two of the steps, you might end up repeating the step more and more time. So it could in real life end up being 7, 8, 9, 10 or infinite number of steps. But the six step reframe, here we go. Firstly, we start with the behavior or the symptom. Let's call it X. That's the behavior or the symptom, X. I want more choice about X. I've got a back pain. I'm not happy with X. Step two, set up signals. We have to set up unconscious signals. This is a combination of calibration, good rapport, and using the unconscious mind. So in setting up the signals, in short, we want to simply ask a client something along the lines of, hi, I'd like to speak with your unconscious mind directly about this behavior X. Would it be okay for your unconscious mind to communicate directly with us by giving me a signal? Client sits there and they go into a trance-like state, or you might have to lead them into a trance-like state first. And generally you'll notice a little indicator. You might see their finger rising, or you'll see a change. Now, we want to get a clear yes-no signal, and this would be a yes signal because this is the unconscious saying, yes, you can. These signals are more unconscious, so the person shouldn't consciously be creating it. Identify and attain a yes no signal. So once we get the yes, thank the unconscious. And as we go through this program, we'll continually thank and kind of coach the unconscious. Thank the unconscious and go on. If we get a no, again, we can thank the unconscious for communicating and reassure it that we're only trying to get some information from it in order to help it have more choices. And we might have to do a little negotiation with the unconscious in order to get full cooperation. Ideally, we'll get a yes on one finger and a no on another finger. That's great and wonderful and easy to see, and it could also work over Zoom. Step three, discover the positive intention. We want to ask the unconscious mind what the positive intention is of the behavior X. Now, the client doesn't have to consciously know this, hence trance-like states are good, but the purpose here is to really get a separate communication channel going with the unconscious, and then to separate the behavior from the intention. So asking the unconscious, what is the positive intention of the behavior X? Sit, allow the client to process. An unconscious mind, when you're aware of that positive intention, just give us a yes signal. Might take a minute or two. Get the yes signal. Thank the unconscious. Thank you. Thank you. Step four, generate alternatives. Ask the unconscious, would it be okay to have more choices in this situation? Pretty hard to say no, right? So we should get the yes signal there. Okay, thank you, unconscious. Let's ask the creative aspect of the great unconscious mind, your great unconscious mind, to generate at least three alternatives to that behavior X that would satisfy the positive intention. These new choices can be on an unconscious level and ask your unconscious mind to give us a signal when it has generated at least three new alternatives. Sit. Sit in silence. This might take a couple of minutes. While the client is processing, their unconscious mind is going through the alternatives. It could be fast, could be slow. We want to calibrate and look for the response. And if you don't see the response after a few minutes, you can repeat the question to the client. Wait again. Wait for you to get a clear yes response from the client. Step 5, future pace. Ask the unconscious mind to fully imagine trying out each new choice in the type of situation where previously it would have done the old behavior X. For each one, ask, are you willing to use this alternative choice instead of behavior X? Get the yes-no signal. If yes, thank the unconscious mind and go on. If no, maybe consider putting a time limit on it and request for the unconscious, request kindly unconscious, would you be able to generate one of these alternative behaviors in the next 2 weeks? Watch for a yes-no signal. As soon as we get a yes, okay, the unconscious mind will take care of it. If no, ask the unconscious if it would like to communicate further and extend the timeline or search for new possibilities. So we're continually talking with the unconscious and continually thanking it for the cooperation. Thank you for generating alternatives. And remember, the unconscious is only returning yes or no. So now we have the unconscious mind returning a yes, that it is willing to use alternative choices instead of X, or the unconscious mind is going to take care of the installation of it within 2 weeks or a time frame that you agree on. Step 6, ecology and congruence check. Ask a client to check with the whole unconscious mind to make sure it's completely comfortable and accepts the entire process and the alternatives. If yes, thank the unconscious mind. If there's a no, it might be an objection. Go back to step 3, discover the positive intention, and then step 4 and step 5 again.